Welcome to the Soul Lounge. The Soul Lounge is now open. And here's your host, the Lady DJ.
Oh yes, once again, the lights are dim, the candles are lit, just in time for your arrival. Welcome to the Soul Lounge. I am so glad you're here with me. And to prove it, I'm going to treat you to some of the best new school, neo-soul, old school R&B, and of course, hip-hop music you love. I want you to stick around tonight for music from Mariah Carey, a cut from my new very favorite male soul singer. I'll tell you who that is coming up. Plus some music from an old school blue-eyed soul crooner. I also have a few requests on deck. But I want to start off with an R&B diva slash reality show star. She recently admitted that maintaining a healthy marriage and family is very difficult for people in the music industry, and that she's been called a troublemaker because she refuses to sacrifice her relationship for publicity. Instead, she'd rather sing, and she has a new single out which is doing really well on the charts. Let's kick things off with Kelly Price. This is called It's My Time on the Soul Lounge.
1, 2, 1, 2. Here we go.
Music is the language
music
of
is
the soul.
The language of the soul.
Well, I like to get you to my place and take things just as far as you let them. just let it out. Oh, just a little time, a taste of wine, just a few things on my mind. Let me know, are you open? Just let it out. Oh, it's a simple equation. I've been waiting, patient. I'm saying we both know.
Out of Atlanta, Georgia, that was Anthony David with Sweet Pain inside the Soul Lounge. You know, I am almost ashamed to say that I never heard of Anthony David until last week when a friend of mine asked if I'd like to go to his concert. So we went to the legendary Howard Theater here in Washington, D.C. And the first part of Anthony David's set was just him and the guitar. It was acoustic. And it was so good and it was so intimate and it sounded so sweet that deep inside, I just really didn't want the band to come out. I wanted it just to kind of be like the two of us, you know. But the band came out and they rocked it. Probably one of the best shows I've seen so far this year. Now, Anthony David is best known for his work actually as a songwriter partner to India Irie. He helped her on her first album, but he actually has a bunch of his own albums out there, including his most recent, which is called Love Out Loud, and that is where you can find that song, Sweet Pain. You are inside the Soul Lounge. I'm the Lady DJ. And coming up next, a woman that needs no introduction. We have been waiting now for years. It's been almost 3 years for another album, but in all fairness, she's been really busy being a wife to her cutie pie husband, Nick Cannon, and a mom to her adorable twins, Monroe and Moroccan, who apparently will be making their recording debut on her album when it finally comes out. I'm talking, of course, about Mariah Carey. Here is her new single. It's called You're Mine, inside the Soul Lounge.
Same. suffocating here by myself, dying for your touch. Springtime eyes that get you every time, and I just can't seem to give you up your mind. When I felt you in my arms, didn't I want to badly? Wanted to let you have me. Autumn days and stormy nights, when you crushed me with your charms, didn't I need you madly? Now I'm lying in for the pain. I can't seem to live without your love. Suffocating here by myself, dying for your touch. Springtime eyes that get you every time, and I just can't seem to give you up your mind. Boy, you
inside the Soul Lounge.
Are you looking for peace of mind? You won't find it in your status line. What are you trying to prove? Whose mountain are you trying to? We'll be right back.
He describes himself as a hippie with soul, originally from Washington State. That was Alan Stone with Contact High inside the Soul Lounge. Now, he began singing in the church, actually, at age 4. And that song you just heard comes from his self-titled sophomore album. You may also want to check out Alan Stone's YouTube account. He posted a music video that was actually filmed in his mother's living room. And it's a lot cooler than you might think, really. And let me just say this. Alan Stone also happens to be white. And in the U.S., whenever you hear a white man or a woman deliver a soul song with that certain, like, oomph, we kind of give them a pass into what we call the blue-eyed soul club. We'll talk a little more about that as the show goes on. But, you know, Justin Timberlake and Robin Thicke and the legendary Tina Marie, they all belong to this club, as does another artist who we're going to be playing later on in the show. So make sure you stay tuned for that. But before we do that, just want to remind you that if you want to hear anything, you can always hit me up on Twitter at VOA Lady DJ. And I'm also on Facebook, VOA Lady DJ in the number one. Just search that and you'll find me there. Just say hello. Let me know where you're from. I'll shout you out. If you've got a request, I'll get that for you. Anything you want, I got you. All right, let's move on now to the UK. This is an artist who would actually write songs on her laptop during her lunch break while she was working as a teacher. And she was eventually discovered, and her debut album called Sing to the Moon was finally released in 2013. This next song is the title track from that project. It's Laura Mvula, right here inside the Soul Lounge.
Shattered in a thousand pieces, weeping in the darkest night. Hey there, you trying to stand up on your own 2 feet and stumbling through the sky.
Hey you,
when the lights go out and you're on your own. Make it through till the morning sun.
Sing to the moon and the stars will shine over you, lead you to the other side. Sing to the moon and the stars will shine over you, heaven's gonna turn the
for a brighter season, need to lay your burden down. Hey there, you drowning in a helpless feeling, buried under deeper ground.
Hey you,
when the lights go out, it's a waiting game.
Hey there, hold,
never gonna see you.
Sing to the moon and the stars will shine over you.
It sounds so good.
This life can make me so confused, but it's all right. Living day by day, I feel so used, that ain't right. I just wanna run and hide, but I don't have the time to cry, and it's all right. Thoughts are running through my head, it's alright. Wishing to be somewhere else but here, and it's alright. I can't wait to see your face. I need a smile in your embrace. And I'm alright. I'm alright. Yeah.
Life can bring us through many changes. It's alright.
Sad, and it's alright. Some things in the world, they make me mad, and it's alright. In the morning when I see the sun, I know I'm not the only one, and it's alright.
It's alright.
Right. Wish I had some money to pay my bills. I can't even buy that dress on sale, but it's alright. Having money don't mean a thing. Loving you is everything, and I'm all right.
It's all right.
I'm all right, yeah.
Life can bring us through many changes. It's all right.
It's gonna be all
just
right.
Don't give up, know that it's gonna be all right.
Everything is everything. It's gonna be alright. Everything is everything. It's gonna be
alright.
From the ambient R&B sounds of yesteryears to today's new soul experience, you are now inside the Soul Lounge.
All right, well, we're still here, and I hope you are having as much fun as I am inside the Soul Lounge. All right, coming up during this half of the show, we've got, as promised, our classic soul cut. Plus, we're going to hear from one of the best hip-hop artists in the game, one who also happens to be celebrating a major milestone this year. He's going to be teaming up with the son of a reggae legend. Yeah, that's coming up. Plus, you know what? Speaking of hip-hop, we always like to start the second half off, just kind of getting you up and moving. So here is a duo. They haven't been together in quite some time. They've got legions of fans, including me, who can't wait to see them perform together for the first time in a few years at over 40 festivals around the world. Andre 3000, Big Boy together, they make up Outkast. This is the whole world inside the Soul Lounge.
Yeah, I'm afraid, like I'm scared as a dog, but I've got a new show. behind, then you see what you find. I caught a sucker dying cause he thought it could rhyme. And if his mama is a call, her daughter must be a dime. I gotta meet her, don't take no shots, I don't use a reaver. Asians, I don't even play the radio neither. Only if I need to know the spokes or the weather. I'm a cool type of brother, but yep, your head I sever from the neck. See, ain't nothing changed, hit the stage. Set a date, sucker, in battle we can't engage. I slice you, wipe you, marry you, divorce you, throw the Porsche at you. It's what I'm forced to do, with my back against the wall. Crack his back, y'all. Now it ain't went nowhere like heavy hair with style and gel in it. Throw a curl in it, dread that nappy up, throw a shell in it. Whatever floats your boat, I find your lost remote. And this is for the niggas working at the airport who got laid off. I take my shades off. If you look straight in my eyes, you still might see your disguise. Because the whole world
loves it when you don't.
The rhyme, I'm slick with the slime. My words are diamonds, dug out of mine. Spit them, polish, look how they shine. Glitter, glisten, gloss, floss. I catch a beat running like Randy Moss. Riding that bitch off like a brand new house. I'm rolling my stones, gather no moss. Mommy, I'm coming, I hope you get off. I rock you on book like a lead and talk. Back, back, forth, forth. Get that sailor on course, course. Make that track a corpse, corpse. Rap, roll, utterly rock. With my mouth to the mic and my hand on my Cadillac Outcast, this won't stop.
Is looking dismal. Went in the bathroom and it's a cabin pep the bismal. Need it for my stomach cause my tummy kinda aches like a junkie on the draw fresh up off the plate. Wait, back to the enemy of the state is the Republicans or Democratic candidate debate. Now even the black box hold the fate. Clueless like Shay and Scooby before commercial rate. Hey, extreme prejudice, dismiss this. If you want to, you can dub it to your hit list. I know you're going to. We in this replenish your musical wish list. When it comes to this music, we stay relentless. Pursuing all that's pursuable. Doing God willing, all things that are doable. The only liable limitation is yourself, Dre. Set it on the right and I'll set it on the left.
Cause the whole world loves it when you don't.
Old School Soul.
I guess you wonder where I've been. I searched to find the love within.
I came back to let you know. Got a thing for you, and I can't let go.
From your love, you see.
I came back to let you know. Got a thing for you,
and I can't let go. I would not do.
My friends wonder what is wrong with me.
Well, I'm in the daze from your love, you see.
I came back to let you know. Got a thing for you,
and I can't let go.
Although I only want the best is true. won't give up.
In my world, only you
made me do for love what I would not do. Made me do for love what I would not do.
Make me do for love
what I would not do. Make me do for love what I would not do.
Taking you way, way back there, back to 1978. Yeah, your parents probably got down to that cut. It's called What You Won't Do for Love. That's Bobby Caldwell inside the Soul Lounge. Now, when that song was released on his debut album, the label went around to African American radio stations and promoted it as an R&B cut, which is what it is. But they were afraid that black audiences would not embrace Bobby Caldwell if they knew that he was actually white. So all of the photographs on the album and the promotional materials that they sent out just had a silhouette of him. You really couldn't make out what race he was, much about him at all. And they were able to do that for a while until Bobby Caldwell went out on tour. And then the secret was out. But as is the case with good music, it transcends everything. And I'm talking about really, truly good music. That is a classic. And, you know, at the end of the day, I forgot the guy was white. It doesn't really matter. He's just a really great musician. He's been in the game or was in the game since, I don't know, he was like a young kid, 7 years old, played the piano, played the drums, was a songwriter, just excellent, excellent artist. So hope you enjoyed that one. If there is an old school cut that you want to hear, you know, all you have to do is tweet it to me. I'm at VOA Lady DJ. All right, coming up next, we're going to head back to the UK, if you don't mind. I love this girl. Estelle is up next. This is from the Color Girls movie soundtrack. It's called All Day Long. Blue Skies by the Soul Lounge.
Bluebirds all day long.
Music is the language of the soul.
Yes.
Sunset Boulevard, Johannesburg would be Miami. Somalia like New York with the most pretty light. The toughest pretty car. Every New Year, the African Times Square lock off. Imagine Lagos like Las Vegas. The ballers, them a ball. Angola like Atlanta. A pure plane take off. Bush Gardens in a Mali. Chicago in a Chad. Magic Kingdom in a Egypt. Philadelphia in Sudan. The Congo like Colorado. Fort Knox in Agyaban. People living in Morocco like the state of Oregon. Algeria warmer than Arizona. Bring your sun lotion. Early morning class of yoga on the beach in Senegal. Ethiopia the capital for the congregation. And that's how I belong. And where the king come from.
I can see us all in limos, Jaguars and limos,
riding on the king's highway.
Porsches, Basquiat portraits, pinky rings, realistic princesses, heiresses, bunch of kings and queens. Plus, I picture fortunes for kids out in Port-au-Prince. Powerless, they not allowed to fit, but not about to slip. Vision promised land with fashion like Madison Ave, Manhattan, Saks Fifth Avenue, Rodeo. Relaxing, popping labels, promised lands, no fables. This where the truth's told. Use them two holes above your nose to see the proof, yo. Imagine a contraption that could take us back when the world was run by black men. Back to the future, anything could happen. If these are the last days and 100-foot waves come crashing down, I get some hash, some pounds, pass around some bud, then watch the flood. Can't stop apocalypse, my synopsis is catastrophic. If satellites is causing earthquakes, will we survive it? Honestly, man, it's the sign of the times and the times at hand.
There's a lot of work to be done, oh God, in the promised land. Talking about the promised land. Oh God, take me to the promised land. The promised land.
From their album Distant Relatives, Nas and Damian Marley with The Promised Land inside the Soul Lounge. Yeah, I like it when we can do that for you. I love that song, actually. I love the whole premise behind it, that, you know, if the troubles weren't there, that the whole continent of Africa would be just like the Promised Land, which some folks consider to be the United States. A beautiful place, though, that entire continent. I've traveled quite a bit of it. Got to give a big what's up to all my folks over there in Kenya. That's where my heart is, no doubt. All right, Nas. Oh, I got to tell you about this really exciting thing coming up with Nas. So in case you have lost track, it has been 20 years since Nas released Illmatic, which was his very first album, classic. I dare anyone to say anything different. And so what he's going to do is team up with the National Symphony Orchestra here in the States at the Kennedy Center, and they are going to put together a 20th anniversary celebration of Illmatic, and he's going to be rapping the album with the orchestra playing behind him. Now, I am hoping and praying, keeping my fingers crossed that I'll be able to actually see it. Maybe even, you know, if I can get up on stage, I can talk to the man himself. But I think it's going to be really very interesting. And, you know, the Kennedy Center is really good at posting a lot of their performances up online. So as soon as it happens, which will be later on this month, I think they're going to do it on March the 28th and the 29th. I'll let you know. And if it's online, I'll put a link up on the Facebook page. All right? Sweet. All right, where are we going next? Oh, I love this song too. You know what? This is one of those songs that sounds really sweet, but then when you listen to the lyrics, you kind of realize, oh, maybe not. So this is The Spooks. I don't know if you've heard this one. If not, I think you're going to like it. It's called Sweet Revenge inside the Soul Lounge.
Heartbreak game that works on the average every day. Boy, she ain't that, so don't paint that picture, mister. All you know is she vexed and you concerned about your car getting wrecked. Yet instead, you feel a sharp blow punch through your chest. Instantly, your shirt's burgundy, yeah. You wish she was the type to slash tires now, don't you? Don't you?
Thank you.
Stokes. That's called Sweet Revenge. Inside the Soul Lounge. Love that song. Now, when they first came out, that song is a few years old. Of course, there was a comparison between the Spooks and the Fugees, as was usually the case anytime you had the female vocalist and then two male hip-hop artists or two male vocalists, but they had a very distinct sound. Unfortunately, though, we hadn't heard much from them since, and I do believe that they broke up. But that's okay, because when an artist or a group like that goes, a lot of time there are equally talented groups and artists that come up behind them. And I want to tell you about this guy. So, you know, I'm all over the place when I search for music. Of course, I'm like on iTunes and Spotify, but I really am getting into SoundCloud, because you can just kind of get on there and sort of search all these independent artists. And I just happened to come across this young guy named Rashad. And we're going to play what is like his first single. Probably the first time you've heard it, but the reason I love it is because he samples this classic instrumental called Moments in Love. Like every single slow jams R&B show on a radio station here in the States kind of started with that song. I grew up listening to that song, and so he does an excellent job sampling it in this cut. I love it so much. If you love it, tweet me and let me know. At VOA Lady DJ, or hit me on Facebook and you can tell me there. You know, maybe we'll play it again, or maybe I'll find some other really cool stuff from him. All right, so here we go. This is Rashad. It's called The First Move inside the Soul Lounge.
Look at me. Obvious chemistry. I play it down, daydreaming. I'm alone with you. To be the one who makes you smile. Confess the love right now. In this club, speaks loud.
I feel some kind of way. Time won't wait. Someone will build up the nerve and let me know if I don't make the first move.
Can I be the one to be with you until I wanna stop?
They don't have to know,
no.
Have to know,
no.
Have to know. When the sun rises and I hear the birds singing love songs for our hearts to learn. I pray the move lasts when I make it first. Make it first. Ooh.